When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 36, Soulful Relationships, Part 1, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Joss Marie, narrating some of the best relationship blogs every single weekday to you for free. Today I have a post from Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And because it's a longer post, we're actually going to break it up into two parts. Part 2 will be read in tomorrow's episode. That's episode 37, just in case any of you may be skipping around. Also, if you're a Steve Pavlina fan, we frequently narrate his content on the other podcasts in our network, so check out and subscribe to those too if you'd like to hear more of his posts. Just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show and subscribe to any of our 5 shows. And with that, let's get right down to it and start optimizing your life. Soulful Relationships, Part 1, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. What determines the quality and quantity of your personal relationships? I think the number one factor is your mindset towards relationships. There are many ways to frame the role of relationships in your life, and some options are more empowering than others. Look at relationships one way, and you'll find it difficult to relate to others. But change your mindset in a certain way, and you'll find yourself attracting compatible people with relative ease. In this article, I'll share with you a mindset shift that significantly improved my personal relationships, including my marriage, friendships, and even everyday encounters with total strangers. I'll say up front that this was not an easy shift for me to make, but the results have been well worth the effort. The mindset of disempowered relationships. First, let's consider the basic objective mindset about relationships. This mindset assumes that other people are separate and distinct from you, and you communicate with them through words, voice, and body language. Here are some facets of the objective relationship framework. Number 1, separation. Other people have their own thoughts which are separate and distinct from yours. Number 2, risk of rejection. Human relationships are both imprecise and risky because you never know for certain what other people are thinking. Number 3, potential resistance. It takes courage to approach a stranger. You never know what kind of resistance you may meet when you try to initiate a conversation with someone you don't know. Number 4, trust takes time. Relationships are built on communication, trust, and familiarity, which takes time to build. Number 5, bonding takes time. You feel closer to people you know and more distant from people you don't know. Total strangers are the biggest risk of all. The less you know about a person, the less certain you are of your mutual relationship prospects. Number 6, risk of attachment. There's a risk of becoming attached to destructive or abusive relationships, or simply those that no longer serve you, because you've invested so much time and energy in building them. This is the basic relationship framework that most people identify with. It's so common, we could call it common sense. However, I consider this a disempowering mindset, not because it's so terrible, it is fairly functional, but because there's a more empowering alternative. I spent most of my life using this framework, and I got average results with it. I had fun spending time with friends, and I didn't suffer from undue loneliness. But I never had close relationships with friends who'd encourage me to live up to my true potential, or who'd allow me to do the same with them. It was sort of an unspoken rule that you didn't talk about things like mission, purpose, or service to the greater good. Such topics were the domain of saints and historical figures, not ordinary people with bills to pay. A chance encounter. One day I had a chance encounter with a peculiar woman. I call it a chance encounter because our meeting was the result of an odd synchronicity. During one of our first conversations together, I practically bared my soul to her. She learned more about the real me in a single conversation than my other friends learned in years. At the time, I didn't know why I felt open to discuss such things with her. I just felt safe with her, and I could tell she wasn't judging me for being who I was. We became close friends almost immediately. I'd never had such a deep emotional bond with another person occur so quickly before. As I got to see this woman interacting with others, I noticed how ridiculously easy it was for her to relate to people, whether in person, online, or on the phone. Total strangers would just open up to her and tell her their darkest secrets in the first 10 minutes of conversation. I could scarcely believe it. I had to ask this woman how she did it, and she explained that it was the result of a particular mindset she had about people. For many years, I resisted adopting her mindset as my own because even though I could see that it worked for her, it just didn't seem accurate. I felt like I'd be adopting a false view of reality. But I also wondered how a false view could produce such positive results. Eventually, I relaxed my skepticism enough to try it, and she was right. It made a huge difference for me too. I began attracting new friends much more easily. As you might have guessed, that peculiar woman was Erin. If you've ever talked with her yourself, you already know what she's like. She talks to you as a fellow soul, treating you as a real human being instead of you as your job title, your physical appearance, or your personality. She connects with people so easily and so naturally that grown men often cry during readings with her. While Erin certainly has some serious natural talent in this area, I've seen that her mindset is a key component of her ability to genuinely connect. She doesn't do anything premeditated or manipulative. Her ability to connect is a natural consequence of her beliefs. And to the degree I've been able to adopt her beliefs in this area, I've been able to get closer to her results. My results aren't a match for hers, but fortunately, this isn't an all-or-nothing deal. The mindset of empowered relationships. So what is the mindset that makes it so much easier to relate to people? Here it is in a nutshell. Quote, everyone you meet in your life, even total strangers, is immediately intimately connected to you. The idea that we are all separate and distinct beings is nothing but an illusion. We are all parts of a larger whole, like individual cells in a body. End quote. Moreover, everyone and everything you see out there in your world are reflections of you, just as the cells in an organism carry the same DNA. Other people are walking around with some part of you inside them. When you look at other people, you're really looking at yourself. When you notice other people, it's just like your eyes observing your hands. We're all parts of the same whole. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Soulful Relationships by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. The remainder of this post will be covered in tomorrow's episode, so check out episode 37 to hear it. And if you'd like to hear more of Steve Pavlina's posts, check out and subscribe to the other shows in our network where you can hear his content being narrated to you for free. Our little family is made up of Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, Optimal Startup Daily, and Optimal Living Daily Relationships, of course. You can find any of them by simply searching for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. And that's a wrap for episode 36. What a great way to kick off the beginning of the week. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for part two of this post, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.